hours to protect on Beat.
Well, it was only a matter of time before we turned our hours to protect attention to the product loved by celebs like Olivia Rodrigo, the TikTok sensation that is, the Stanley Cup.
There's like a subculture on TikTok that's just so obsessed with the Stanley Cup and what you put in it, and I need this. This looks like it'll change my life, and it completely did. I've gotten actually so many of the people on my team and so many of my friends on the Stanley grind with me.
Once upon a time, it was mainly used by construction workers or hikers for its practicality. Stanley Hardware has become an emblem of the young and cool thanks to the Quencher H2O Flow State Tumbler, aka the Stanley Cup. And while reusable water containers are a sustainable alternative to single-use plastic, the fear is that the Stanley Cup could go the other way and have a negative effect on our environment.
I do have a Stanley Cup. It is a fake one, probably from Shein.
Why did you get it?
I got it for Christmas off my mummy.
And why did you want it?
I don't know. Like, just everyone getting them, I guess, and the colours of them are nice, so.
It is hot pink.
And is it a real Stanley Cup?
It is not, unfortunately. Well, I actually got it as a gift. It was more so the fact that it was an easy gift. Everyone wanted one, so that's why I ended up with one, you know? Well, it is very heavy, to be honest. So I'm probably not, probably more of a, I don't know, not a benefit anyways.
Can you see yourself having it next year, for example?
No, to be quite honest. It'll still be around. I mean, it survived a car burn or whatever it was that got it so popular in the first place, but it'll still be around, but I doubt I'll be using it as often.
Yeah, it's a trend, like it will die down like all trends, you know, but like it's handy, like it motivates me to drink more water during the day, you know, because it's my big massive cup, like, you know.
Currently the Stanley Cup is a trend, and with trends comes limited editions, dupes, overconsumption, and ultimately the demise of that trend.
This trend, I'm not gonna lie, is very heartbreaking to me, to be honest.
That's Cara Carney, creator of award-winning eco-friendly podcast, Book of Leaves.
Usually I would hold companies that create sustainable, supposedly sustainable and eco-friendly goods to a higher kind of standard. They understand the mission, you know, that we want to make any new goods that are needed should be long-lasting. And that's what Stanley prides themselves in. So we should be reusing what we already have, buying one good Keep cup that or Stanley cup or any kind of flask that will last you a long time, and until you lose it or break it, then you get another one. It is a problem, this kind of over consumption, even if it's because it's coming from a eco-friendly company. If they're marketing a product that is supposed to reduce waste, but they are encouraging overconsumption of it, that's not eco-friendly. That's greenwashing, in my opinion.
And Cara says if you are buying a Stanley Cup, it should be with the intention of using it for a very long time and purchasing just one and not a number of limited editions that end up unused.
There was literally an influencer that I read an article about this, and she literally said that the Stanley Cups feels like a part of her personality, and if she doesn't pick the right colour for her day doesn't turn out as it plans. And putting that kind of pressure onto an item, something that we buy, is not the way, I think. It's just not the best way to go forward. If people want a Stanley Cup for eco reasons, then absolutely get one, but make sure that it is purely for eco reasons and not for the reason of it being popular right now. Because when what's popular changes, you might not like your Stanley Cup anymore and might not want to use it. So I would personally buy from a local Irish company. And there's lots of different companies that you can support that even make their own or design their own reusable cups and water bottles.
And Cara says there are lots of alternatives to the Stanley Cup.
I have been using for my coffee or tea, a collapsible Stojo cup that I got through the Climate Ambassador program a few years ago, and it's lasted me so long. I absolutely love it because it folds up and fits. It will fit in your pocket or will fit in your bag and not take up any room, which can happen, obviously. And with the huge Stanley cups, that's definitely happening. Like, they're not going in your pocket or in a bag. So just make sure that if you're getting something, you're getting it because you need it and you'll use it for a long time, as opposed to getting it because it's popular. popular.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.